Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fate of Food. What we'll eat in a bigger, hotter, smarter world. This is the author, Amanda Little. For my mom, Nancy, my dad, Rufus, and my brothers. Introduction. Of all the places I've visited, the pot pie room is easily one of the most surreal. A large, white-walled, cement-floored space filled with big steel machines and a funnel roughly the shape and height of a back-alley dumpster. The machines hum and chuff as conveyor belts move materials between them, but the funnel and the substance inside it have me mesmerized. A grayish blend of freeze-dried potato chunks, carrot pieces, celery and onion slivers, peas, and whey protein. I dig my gloved hands into the pallid, pebbly stuff, sifting through it the way people rummage through piled shells at the beach. It's weightless, hundreds of gallons of vegetables with the heft of confetti. For what instantly feels like too long, I stand there digging around, like a kid after a Cracker Jack prize, searching for I'm not sure what. The mixture slowly flows down from the funnel base through a chute to another device that weighs and divides it. The portions travel to a machine dispensing bursts of beige powder made from dehydrated milk, celery salt, powdered garlic, and chicken bouillon. The seasoned kibble is then deposited and sealed, 1 7-ounce portion every few seconds, into Mylar bags along with pods of oxygen-absorbing iron, clay, and salt. The bags are labeled chicken-flavored pot pie. This is the first stop on a tour of the Wise Company's manufacturing facility in Salt Lake City, Utah. Leading the tour is Aaron Jackson, who at the time is the company's tall, smooth, 43-year-old chief executive officer. We're both suited.